the station Maritime Mobile in the South Pacific from Whiskey America 3, Fox Echo Tango. Whiskey America 3, Florida Echo Tango. My name is Jim. Jim in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Roger, roger, Jim. You're 5 and 8, here near Fiji, anchored out on a reef. The call is N3ILR, November 3, I Love Radio, Jim. I go by Barney, Boatin Barney, on Ocean Fever, and left Erie, Pennsylvania a few years ago the last time, but I'm from Titusville. I wonder where you're at. Jim in Pennsylvania there. Over, over.
Yeah, what was the name again? What was the name?
Yeah, I'm David in the call book. And go by Barney. Barney, over.
Oh, okay. Very good, Barney. Yeah, I'm not even sure where I aim this at for BC, but I think it's probably... I'm sort of aiming at Australia now, so I think that must be pretty close to you there, Barney. You're coming in very nice signal, as I would expect, with all that ocean water around you there. Very good. And okay, and coming from Mary. Well, believe it or not, and you're going to know where I'm at when I tell you, I'm near State College, in their State College home of Penn State. And Barney, Penn State has a huge football game tomorrow night, our time, night at 7:30. They're playing Auburn, and it's going to be what they call a whiteout. And they're going to have about 110,000 people in the stadium there at the Beaver Stadium. But anyway, we know where Erie is for sure. And like I said, I'm near State College. The station's actually about, say, 20 miles east of State College, and I'm about 10 miles west, so the station's about 30 miles from me here. It's a remote station that some of us are building on top of a mountain. So that's the story there, Barney. Let me get it back to you, and we'll get it to Tom there. And, wow, that's great. You're in Fiji. Are you on a commercial ship or a pleasure craft, or I'm just curious there, Barney? N3ILR from WA3FET near State College.
Okay, QFL, Jim, on Center County. I'm actually from Titusville, which is your way, and real familiar with, I'm wondering if you might work for the university. Lots of trophy homes all the way around there. It's part of Pennsylvania really going to town. I'm on a 42-foot sailboat, presently by myself, doing some scuba diving. I have a dive compressor, and anyway, just playing around here. So hooked in behind a reef and anyway, great to see 20 is open here. And I was hearing Tom, I think he's out in Ohio. Interesting that you hear him. K8, is it CX? Anyway, this is Barney on Ocean Fever, and you can look on ShipTrack, shiptrak.org. Put in my radio call sign, and you can see my exact location. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Jim, real quick. WA3FET N3ILR MM. I don't mean to take too much time, but go ahead, Jim.
Oh, no problem, Sarah. I know there's others waiting, but we don't get too many maritime mobiles like this, so this is a real special event for us here. And yeah, I looked up the bearing. I'm beaming right at you. Yeah, I got the Yankee aiming right at you on top of the mountain there, Barney. And yes, I do work for the university. I have been a professor in electrical engineering since 1989, and I also went to school here for my undergraduate and master's degree, and then I went to Case Western Reserve over in Cleveland, not too far west of where you're from there in Titusville, and And that's where we got the PhD. But anyway, yeah, I'm a professor and been here since 1989 there, Barney. Wait, let me get it over to Tom now. Tom is, he's over closer to where you're from in Titusville. He's not too far from Titusville right now. And I know that area because my uncle had a great big farm near Grove City in Stoneborough and Kilgore there. You probably know the names of those towns, Sandy Lake, it was all around that area. So, very small world, isn't it, there, Barney? Stand by a second, and I will turn it to Tom, so he can put some signal into the ocean fever there. Go ahead, Tom.
ZL1 Alpha Charlie Echo on the side.
Okay, very good. Jim, thank you. Barney, N3ILR, Maritime Mobile, near Fiji, Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray. I'll give you a 5 and 8, a 5 and 8. And name is Tom, and I am in Ohio, but I'm on the Pennsylvania border. And I've been to Titusville several times. And I take my wife up to the Mill Creek Mall in Erie a couple times a year as well. It's about an hour and a half from here to Erie, so I'm also very familiar with that area. And so how copy there, Barney? Over.
Okay, you're 5 and 8, Tom. Good signal. I'll just booming in. Amazing. So I'm sure that you know K3LR anyway. I was thinking I'd have to get him to get even close to work clear back to the East Coast, but sounds like it's working today. Give me your town, Tom, real quick. And is that Mercer County, over?
No, I'm in Brookfield, Ohio. It's in Trumbull County, and I am on the Pennsylvania border next to Mercer County, and K3LR is in Mercer County, and he's only about 7 miles from here, so we're both right on the border. Over.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks. I'm wondering if you guys come up here on this frequency. I'll have to give it a try. I was listening to the Pacific Seafarers Net the top of the hour and not hearing a soul from those big gun stations that are working on 14300, but you guys are making it work. Jim, my brother graduated from Penn State, one of the first nuclear engineering classes back in the 70s. That's a small world, and I had a cable TV business and bought my equipment from C-Core back 20 and 30 years ago. So, anyway, fellas, thanks for letting me in there. I know there's a whole crowd. Tom, go ahead and take it away. K8CX. N3ILR, Maritime Mobile, off and listening.
Okay, Barney, very good. Yeah, thanks for calling in. Very excited to work a Maritime Mobile station. Like Jim said, we don't get too many of those, and you got a real nice signal here. So 7-3, Barney, have a great weekend, and hope to hear you on again. Go ahead, take it, Jim.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And, yep, we know of C-Corps. Quite a few people had worked there, Barney. And we also knew about the nuclear engineering. And the dean of Penn State at that time was big in nuclear engineering, Dean Nunzio Palladino. Anyway, you take care. And, yes, K3's Lima Radio joins our group here, but he's usually out by 0300 Zulu. We started 0200 Zulu, 0200 Zulu, and we keep on going as long as we can last. And we're usually around 14200 plus or minus. So please look for us, and Tim is always in here every day with us during the week. That's Monday through Friday our time here. Tim is always on with us, so you'll be able to speak directly to him there, Barney. 73, all the best, and we'll let you listen out.